after a week-long tour around Cape Town or South Africa's ailing power stations, the electricity minister, Jacinto Ramakopa, says that from where he sees, stage six is not expected when we go into the cold, bleak darkness of winter, saying that we've largely been through the worst. But there are projections from independent analysts who have modeled the expected load shedding outlook on the historical data that we have, that foresees possibly stage six or stage seven of load shedding, depending on how much diesel is burnt. Of course, Jacinto Ramakopa was in Cape Town on Friday. He inspected the Ankerlug diesel gas open gas turbine power station, as well as Coburg. He then also met with Western Cape Premier Alan Windey to discuss the outlook of particularly load shedding for the Western Cape. Premier, thanks so much for joining us. I've seen your social media posting of a fruitful engagement with the electricity minister. He says stage six unlikely during the bleak and dark of winter. Can maybe let us into the room a bit. What was discussed? What are the projections for the Western Cape when it comes to load shedding?
Lester, good morning. I don't know if... I still think that we are preparing for, level six at least in winter time. It's not quick fix. None of this electricity system of ours is quick fix. When 90% of our, or over 90% of our power comes from an aging coal power fleet that's an average of 45 years old and hasn't been serviced properly. So the risk definitely is there way into, I would say, 18 months. Mm. But it gave an opportunity. Obviously, he, as you said, the new minister was visiting Palmit, Ankerlug, and, of course, Coburg, giving me an update on where we are there. Coburg is down at the moment. Half of it is down for servicing and upgrade. That comes on in winter, because that's got to mitigate that winter risk. And then the second unit goes down for the same kind of servicing, refueling and upgrade. Of course, unfortunately, Coburg is a little bit delayed. We're sitting at about 45 days delay on the service at Coburg. I think the minister is getting to know the portfolio, visiting the sites, understanding that we still have this risk, but it also gave me the opportunity to table with him our plan on energy resilience, our immediate plan on what we're going to be doing from, schools, 100 schools, to get them, solar power batteries as quickly as possible, but also making sure that we get our municipalities where they're able to get their tenders out as quickly as possible, like Cape Town going out this week for 500 megawatts of dispatchable power. But, I mean, we must be honest with everybody. This is not a quick fix. It's going to be a risk for the next 18 months.
It's also part of that 88 million rand budget allocation to mitigate against load shedding for the Western Cape. It is a big amount to essentially insulate the Western Cape province, but as you reiterate, these are no quick fix solutions.
Well, my budget is 1.1 billion actually over the next 3 years, where some of them are quick fixes. We've got a target to say, can we get some of our towns completely load shedding free this year still? How do we get some big tenders coming in? That's part of what Cape Town's doing now. We need to make sure that Mossel Bay and Saldanha Bay, I know that Stellenbosch is very close to going out on their tender, so that our municipalities are getting investment into energy as quickly as possible. We're looking at things like pooled buying, because especially some of our rural municipalities that might only need 50 kilowatts or 60 kilowatts, 60 megawatts, how long will it take to get a 50, 60 megawatt plant installed, at what price? Because we've also got to make sure that we don't overprice it, but we've got to get the balance right between urgency, which we need power as quickly as possible, and long-term vision between renewables linked to dispatchable, which is battery, and even, in a Saldanha, do we get gas in as quickly as we can? Or as you said, with to Ankerlug, that should have been powered by LNG many, many years ago, and is it still a possibility to get LNG into Atlantis?
Alan, we've seen some relief over the last few weeks. Of course, still in a stage or two or three of load shedding. It's weird that we talk about some relief when stage four, five, even six have been the norms. But I know that the city of Cape Town, Western Cape government, have had the disaster management plans in place if South Africa goes to a stage seven, stage eight, which means, you know, real impact on our economy and also the infrastructure. Are those plans almost permanently on standby? Or if we go to a stage four or five or six, there is sort of a red light that flashes that calls on emergency services, disaster management to be on standby?
Correct. So the disaster management team, they are permanently on standby for any disaster. But as you said, there's an escalation process. When we go over level four, then what happens is then they really are on high alert because, of course, we always say in the unlikely event, but you've got to be prepared for the absolute worst, and that goes even beyond. And what happens when, there's a total blackout? You'll remember about 5 weeks ago, we lost 22,000 megawatts over one weekend. That's more than half of our generating capacity in South Africa. Now, when that happens, one power plant might go down, could trigger another one to go down as well. You've got to be ready to ring fence some of the power that we have in the regions across South Africa. So for us, Steenbras in the city will be ring fenced. Palmit, which is also a hydropower plant here in the Western Cape, will be ring fenced. Coburg, normally the whole of Coburg is ring fenced. Of course, it's only running on half power now, but that also gets ring fenced because you've got to be able to use those power plants to start up other power plants that have gone down. So absolutely, I mean, our disaster team is and has been now for many, many months on absolute high alert. Mm-hmm. In prep for any eventuality. And then, as you saw, we put quite a lot of money in the beginning of the year into diesel generation, which is not really what you want to be doing. You want to be putting, solar and battery and new technologies in. But emergency-wise, we put diesel in across all of our municipalities, another nearly 90 million rand that went in. And those are for emergency water pumps so that you can at least keep water flowing and at least keep the sewage pumps flowing because, the disaster team, again, did the analysis. Mm-hmm. What is the minimum that we can get out there to protect the basic services of water and sewage pumps?
Premier Alan Windey, appreciate your time. 021-446-0567.